I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today are three guests representing 50 years of the Candlelight Theater. We're here to talk about a really exciting time in the life of the Candlelight Theater, celebrating 50 years. And with us today is one of the co-founders of the Candlelight Theater, Lena O'Toole, and two of the current board members and once upon a time actors at the Candlelight Theater, Sue Hornung and Tom Hornung. Welcome, the three of you.
Thank you. Hello.
So glad to have you here today. Let's go back to the beginnings, 50 years ago, the beginnings of the Candlelight Theater. Lena, you were there.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit about the beginnings.
Yes. John and Julian were high school friends, and Julian was in the service. When he came back out again, they met again, and they talked, and both of them were interested in theater. We were working out at Longwood, and all of a sudden, they said, you know, that old barn out in Arden, maybe something could be done. So they went, and they did not tell me. This was all just the two of them talking, and they went out and looked at it, and the next thing I know, John said, Julian and I want you to come out with us. I want to show you something. And they showed me this old barn that had branches coming in through the door, through the walls.
Mm-hmm.
The old chairs were bolted to the floor. The windows were all blacked out. They had tried to make a movie house out of it for a while. And then they showed me all this, and I came out and I said, what are you going to do for money? This is, I mean, you have to redo that whole place. Well, we decided we're going to mortgage our homes. whoa, wait a minute. I said, I have four children. No way. Somebody's going to go to college. You're not going to use our house. No way. And Harold Schaefer was our lawyer, and he was wonderful. And he suggested selling stock, which we did. And it turned out to be a great thing. Because we had a lot of people that would just see work being done at the theater, and they'd walk in and say, can I help? Our electrician, and he was a bona fide electrician, came in one day, remember? And he came in and said, I have, you know, a skill that I can do. And he took over all the electrical work, redoing the whole place. So it did start from scratch. And it was a lot of work. We were supposed to open, I think it was in the summer, we were out at Longwood when we started talking about it, doing Brandywiners. And then we decided we wanted to open by September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, September came and went.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was October. And finally, the day after Thanksgiving in 1969, we opened. And it was like a packed house because people were curious.
And your opening show was?
On the way to the forum.
Funny thing happened on the way to the forum because the opening line in the show is?
Theater goers, I bid thee welcome.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. And it was a funny show. It was a very, very good choice of shows because the people, I was in the office naturally, and I was listening to the laughs, and I thought, oh my God, this is fantastic, because they're going to go out and tell people, and they did, and especially the theater people in town.
Now,
there
were a lot of
them that resented us opening.
Was Candlelight a dinner theater at the beginning?
No.
Or when did it become a dinner theater?
Oh, it was a dinner theater from the beginning.
Okay.
Yes.
Prior to it being the Candlelight Theater, it was the Robin Hood Theater, which was a summer professional theater.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they had been performing there since about 1931.
Right. And that was, I mean, back in those days, it was bringing in actors like Barbara Bel Geddes, I believe.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
And they lived with the people in Arden. They boarded with the people
Will
in
Gear,
Arden.
Jack Glugson.
Right. And did I read in some of the historical research that's going on for the anniversary that Arthur Miller actually came down to direct All My Sons?
1953.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I met Barbara Bel Geddes. I was in the office one day. This is after, you know, they were gone and we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in and this woman was standing there looking at pictures. And I went, hi, can I help you? And she turned around and I went, oh, Barbara Bel Geddes. She met her husband there at Candlelight.
Okay, how about
that? It wasn't Candlelight.
Yeah,
then.
How about that?
And
oh,
Tony Perkins, when he first came, he was there to run the box office for the Robin Hood. So he's... He was actually hired for the summer to run the box office, and he lived with some of the local folks and then eventually started performing.
Hmm.
They come back, I think, over the years. They would come back to the people that they stayed with. And then they would come into the theater and say, can I look around? Mm-hmm. I want to see what it's like. And then we told them that we were a dinner theater, which was not known in Delaware at that time.
Now, I know the name has changed a number of times over the 50 years. What would you...
Candlelight Music Theater, because we knew we wanted to do musicals.
Right.
And then because we wanted the dinner, we started Candlelight Music Dinner Theater. And it kept getting longer and longer until finally it's shortened back down again now to Candlelight Theater, right?
That's right.
And now I know when I moved into the area in the late 1980s, the Candlelight Dinner Theater at the time was its name, and it was one of many dinner theaters in the greater Philadelphia area.
No, there weren't that many.
Well, there were a number, and up in Philadelphia, in its heyday,
City Line.
There was City Line. There was Riverfront. There was Three Little Bakers. I mean, there were quite a few. But today, Candlelight is the only one that has survived.
That's correct. We are the only dinner theater in Delaware.
So let's talk about sort of the evolution, the growth of the theater over time, some of the milestones.
I think good shows. We gave them good shows. And originally, we did not do the catering, so there was always some complaint about the food. But there was a restaurant downstairs, mm-hmm. and part of our contract with Arden was that we had to use the restaurant. Otherwise, we could be putting them out of business because of the cars coming to the theater wouldn't be able to get to the restaurant. So we used them for the first couple years, and then the man realized there's no way. We were beginning to pack the house, and he couldn't keep up with it, and he wanted out, and we bought the downstairs so that we had our own restaurant. And at that point, I think our buffet really turned out to be very mm-hmm. nice, and it's excellent right now.
And the food to this day is still prepared
excellent.
On the premises.
Yes.
We have a mm-hmm.
right on
the chef,
yeah.
David Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been a lot of milestones over the years. Originally, there was the shows were only on Friday and Saturday night, and they were selling so well that in 1970. They added Thursday night shows, and then in 1974, they added Sunday shows, and we're doing four shows a week. Originally, the buffet started at, and the show started at $7 for the ticket price.
Right, $7 for dinner and show.
Times have changed.
I can't believe that.
Now, where have the actors come from? I know there have been some actors that have gone on to amazingly successful and prominent careers.
Most of them were local originally. Now I think they're getting a little bit more spread out because mm-hmm. Jersey and Pennsylvania have heard about Candlelight and they come down and try out. But we used mostly local people and they were excellent and they went on.
I was going to say, who are some of the actors you've seen through the years that have gone on to national
Bruce
prominence?
Bruce Willis.
Sue Stroman. Right?
Mm-hmm. He was 10 years born in New Jersey and came over to do chorus. And Where's Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Lena has his first theater check.
Oh, I have.
Sue Stroman?
I think it was for like $20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Sue Stroman started with us in 1974 in Cabaret. She was going to the University of Delaware.
Yes.
And was in the chorus of Cabaret. And then after a few shows, she started choreographing for us. And then in no time at all, she went on
to New York.
And is now a 5-time Tony Award winning director and choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
John is credited with that because every time we see her now, she always said he made her go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
He kept saying, you're too good. You got to go. You got to try it. And she said it was his pushing me that made me get to decide I am going to go to New York and see what happened.
Mm-hmm. There are many others that are performing professionally.
John Dossett.
John Dossett.
Mm-hmm. He's been on many Broadway shows. He's little known.
And if you go mm-hmm. backstage, he'll see you.
Well, so Sue and Tom, both of you, I mean, you had a pretty extensive history in performing at Candlelight. You're both on the board now. Mm-hmm. What's your perspective in how Candlelight has grown, evolved over time, both from the actor's perspective and from the board perspective?
Well, I think that it hasn't changed a whole lot in that if you ask the actors who perform there now and the staff and the technicians, it feels like a family atmosphere.
Yes.
And that's what John and Julian and mm-hmm. Lena and Annabelle created. And I think that we've held on to that quite a bit, although, as Lena said, we are drawing from a wider area of actors. But some of that has to do with the fact that there aren't as many places for them to perform anymore, with there being fewer and fewer theaters around. So I think it's improved in that we draw from a bigger group of talented performers, but I think we've managed to keep that small family mm-hmm. feeling, and a lot of our patrons feel like that, they're coming home when they
That's an excellent feeling for us, because John and I would lay in bed at night and say, who's going to want to take over? This is so much work. We were there day and night, show after show, and it was a scary thing. Like,
I was going to say, how long were you and John running the theater?
Until 2000. We opened in 1969, so we had 31 years. Nobody has matched that yet.
Yeah. For a very
we
short
had 31
time,
years before we just tired out. And okay. I don't think John was ready to quit, but
okay.
I was.
Okay.
My legs were beginning to give out. Right. And so we wanted to see it go. And believe it or not, we had two or three young people that came up and said, we want to buy this theater. We want to take over.
Mm-hmm. Sue actually has the days.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what are some of those milestones? Because it changed hands a few times. And
yes.
you also, over the 50 years, went from a for-profit theater to a non-profit theater.
That's exactly right. Kathleen Nadolny and Ennio DeGeneva bought the theater from John and Lena in 2000,
2 years.
And they ran it for a couple of years. And then in November of 2003, Bob Miller, a former Candlelight performer from the 1980s, and his wife, Jody Anderson Miller, who was an amazing dancer, returned to the area after performing on national tours. So they acquired the theater, and they went through something very similar to what John and Julian did. They renovated, they extended the stage, they added a new sound system, refurbished the restrooms. They even installed a permanent buffet rather than the tables across the front mm-hmm. that had always been the serving area. They renovated the lobby, and they opened with a chorus line, and that's when they changed the name. They were only closed for about 2 or 3 months mm-hmm. when they did this, and they mm-hmm. reopened under the name New Candlelight Theater.
And before we go on, I need to interrupt just to remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are representatives of the Candlelight Theater, celebrating its 50th anniversary, one of the co-founders, Lena O'Toole, and two of the current board members, Sue and Tom Hornung. We're talking about sort of the evolution. So we left off with Bob and Jody Miller. Running the theater, and that was around 2005. Did you say
2003? And in 2006, they formed a nonprofit, a 501c3 for the production of the theatrical production.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
that side of the business. And then in the fall of 2010, we reached another milestone when the Miller family turned the facility operations over to the nonprofit, so that the entire thing is now mm-hmm. nonprofit, both mm-hmm. the restaurant and the theater side.
Mm-hmm. So as board members, what are you seeing as you have a history of it, both when it was a for-profit and as a nonprofit? As board members, what do you see as the challenges, the opportunities with the theater now, both artistically and programmatically?
We're in a much better position now as a nonprofit, because we're able to get grants and raise money, and we've made tremendous improvements in the facility as a result. So our stage is solid, the barn's been reinforced, downstairs, upstairs, brand new kitchen. So all the things we've been able to do have made it that much more appealing to our audiences. We have a board of...
Especially the restrooms.
And we're still not all the way there. But we have a board of
14
people, volunteers, and one of the hardest working boards. I'm involved in four nonprofit boards. This is the hardest working board. And we've got a staff that is autonomous. They all do their jobs and seem to get along very well. For a theater, that's pretty incredible.
Now, there's some unique aspects to the Candlelight Theater, one of which is the relationship with the town of Arden. Talk a little bit about that relationship and how that works with the building itself and just, you know, how that works.
Okay. It is Arden Town, not the town of
Arden. Arden Town, thank you.
There's the village of Arden.
Yes, there are three Ardens, and it's Arden Town.
It is Arden Town.
Yes, yes.
And they actually own the building, which is the Harvey Barn. The Arden Town is built on what was the site of the Harvey Farm, and this was the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So the barn stayed in place, and the trustees managed the barn and rent it to us. So we have leased it since John and Lena, under one of the Candlelight names since 1960.
The trustees have been so incredibly generous because we're basically fixing their building,
right,
for one thing.
So you're a tenant with responsibilities for the maintenance and upkeep, but they've also been supportive in that, I believe.
Very
much. Yeah.
Do they take care of the outside, like the roof?
They work with us in the parking, which is
the parking lot.
Things that are structural, they help us with.
And
they know we're there for the long haul. We've been there 50 years, and frankly, we'd like to make it another 50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or at least pass it on.
Well, I won't be around.
Nor will we.
I'm 91 now, so that's it.
And your actors also have kind of a unique responsibility relative to a lot of theaters in terms of their work in the food side, the restaurant side of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that makes us different than in a lot of places. And because we've always managed to have our actors be the waiters, the patrons develop a relationship with actors. And when we use the same actors, often performing several shows in the course of a year, they come in and they feel like it's old home week. And you'll often see a waiter stop
at
the table.
That was a nice touch.
You know, either our season subscribers or our patrons who come several times a year. And a friendship develops. And I think it's it helps our patrons feel connected to the show, but it also helps our actors feel connected and want to do a good job. It's always more fun to do a show when you know somebody in the audience.
Sure, sure. Well, and it also contributes to what one of you referenced earlier, and that sort of that family type.
Yes, it
that
was.
Family
considered
type atmosphere.
Family.
There's a real intimacy
there. You know,
there.
The mothers always would call at night, like 10, 11 o'clock, and say, "My daughter's not home yet." And I'd say, "Well, we take care of them here. But once they leave the theater, that's, you know, up to them." They were, but it was always a really nice group of kids that came along. Yeah.
Now, this is a 50th anniversary, so what are some of the plans for the anniversary?
We are going to do a function on November 2nd, the Candlelight's 50th anniversary celebration. And we're planning an amazing evening so we can celebrate. We're going to have some musical performances and special tributes. We're going to honor the vision of our founders, you being one of them, Lena.
I hope I'm still around.
We're going to present our Hall of Fame contributors, and we're going to recognize theater alumni. And we hope they all bring back with them a whole lot of stories. We'd like to pass a mic that night and let everybody share
that
some
would
of their,
be fun.
Their fun stories. And it's an evening that'll be a way to help thank the volunteers who have carried on the vision of our founders. They're going to have a silent auction. There's going to be small plate dining. And we're going to encourage cocktail dress.
Are we going to have dinner and theater in there too?
It's not going to be a buffet. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to do small plate dining.
Oh, okay.
Appetizers and small plate stations.
Right.
And we're going to encourage cocktail dress. So get yourself ready for that,
Lena. Mm-hmm.
And
we wore gowns all the time.
Sue, you mentioned the Hall of Fame. Selected four people for the Hall of Fame this year, is that correct?
Sue and I are one.
That's
right. You were first. That's right. And there are a couple more.
Marilyn Haas,
who was the sort of the resident music director for how many years?
Yeah, and she stayed until 2000.
Yeah,
it's important to say we had live music back in those days. Now it was taped,
right?
And it's been very successful too. But something special about live music.
Yeah.
And Jody Anderson Miller and Bob Miller were our first honorees.
Okay.
Kathy Cloutier, Senator Kathy Cloutier, who's been on our board since 2006, since the inception.
Huge help.
She's been a wonderful contributor. Bob Kelly, who is our current artistic director, is the fifth entity that's going to be honored.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a little bit later in the fall. And so all five will be honored that night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've just got a couple minutes left, and before I forget, I don't think we've asked for the website or how people can find out information about Candlelight Theater.
Okay. Well, it's www.candlelighttheaterdelaware.com. And when you spell theater in our name, it ends in an R-E. So www.candlelighttheaterdelaware.com. And, of course, you can always call the box office, 302-475-2313.
Now, in the minute and a half we have left, I know that Candlelight does more than four or five or six musical productions a year. The programming has really expanded in recent years. Could you talk about some of the other types of activities that you have?
Children's theater.
Well, we do a comedy night, third Thursday of every month. We have a program of trivia. Mm-hmm. Monday night, once a month.
Quizzo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we also do non-musicals. We do one non-musical a year.
Two summer camps for children.
For children.
Two different age groups that end up putting on a full-scale musical for their parents to come. Our older group actually does dinner theater. In 2 weeks, they accomplish auditions, rehearsals, and costuming and set building and performance.
We're also starting an educational program teaching children theater arts. And it's going to be a big deal in the fall, a big push.
Master classes with professionals that we're going to bring down from New York. And our next show that's going to open up is Catch Me If You Can. It's going to run from September 14th to October the 20th.
Well, we're right at the end of our time here. I'm so glad that the three of you were able to join us today. In the studio with us today are Lena O'Toole, one of the co-founders of the Candlelight Theater, and two of the current board members and actors of the past, Sue and Tom Hornung. Candlelight Theater celebrating 50 years of live theater in Delaware, serving really the greater Philadelphia region. Thank you so much for joining us today. And Lena, thank you for having the vision of starting this great endeavor.
I was in theater all my life.